Welcome to episode 14 of the Rebel Within podcast. This episode is going to be titled, When Depression Hits You Like a Ton of Bricks. On this podcast, I usually talk about a lot of crazy things and say and talk about a lot of crazy things and everything. I use a lot of foul language sometimes and stuff, but I also like to talk about things that are serious and things that are, that affect people in the world today. And one of them is depression. And like people I know, depression can hit you like a ton of bricks. It just fucking come on out of the middle of nowhere. One minute you're fucking happy, and the next minute you feel like the whole fucking world is against you. You're sad as hell. You don't want to be around no damn body. You feel like you're not worth anything. You feel like you just, it sucks, man. And for some people, depression even leads to suicide. It doesn't for me anymore. I'm usually, even when I'm depressed, I don't go that route. I'm not saying I hadn't contemplated it in the past years and years and years and years ago. Not anymore. I know there's too much, even with depression, I know there's too much in this world to live for. But, I don't know. When it comes on, man, I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want to do anything. I just kind of, you just want to be left alone. And I guess the truth is, this last episode happened a few days ago when I found out that one of my ex's childhood home burned down. And, she grew up in that house and everything, and when I met her, she was still living there, and, you know, we had some good times there. We had, you know, it was where we first kissed, and it was where, you know, I mean, we sat and talked a lot of nights, man, about our future and where we saw each other. 10 years from then, 20 years from then, just, you know, some nights that we would just sit out under the stars and just hold each other and just talk, everything. We had some great times, and I don't know. I just felt like it hit me because here lately I have just feel like when it comes to that part of my life, even though I know the memories are something you can never take away, but I feel like sometimes the past that we shared is going away little by little. Like I know, like you know, some people might take this kind of funny, but one of the times we ever went to the beach together, actually. Couple of times, I'll put it to you like this right here. There were a few times that we had some really intimate times at the beach. And two of the hotels that we stayed in are now gone. And you think about those things. You know, but not only just that, but we had some good times there just walking on the beach and holding hands. And I remember one morning we got up early as hell and went and sat on the beach and watched the sunrise. But that's not really what this is about. I'm just saying that it, you know, it sucks because you want to sit here and, you know, you want to be positive about everything, and I'm not. You know, it sucks. I just, you know, and this quarantine shit don't help none neither. You know, but now It's kind of, they're kind of lifting it, and you can kind of go out and go do things now, and not like you used to, but so it's not, it won't be as bad, but I don't know. I hate being fucking isolated. I hate damn not being able to do whatever the hell I want to do when I want to damn do it. But when you get in that fucking state, man, it is hard to come out of. It is. It's easier than me for me now than it used to be. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I had my real big bout with depression, I was in a depressive state for years. It took me a long time to dig myself out of that. It took me a long time to make myself realize that there were more things in this life worth living for, worth going on there were more things to look forward to in life. And it was a struggle. It really was. And I've, most of the time I'm a happy guy. About 97.7% of the time, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. But it's just once in a while, man, that shit will just come on, and it's like, bam! I don't know what the fuck to do. I try to surround myself with positive things, and I try to go on YouTube and find funny video clips or something like that, or funny shit to watch to sort of kind of get me in a laughing mood, to kind of get me more happier. And that helps me get out of where I'm at. And sometimes for me, it's hours. Sometimes it's days. Sometimes it's weeks. It's been months. It's been years. I don't know. I don't know how it is when you're in your depressive state. That's what it's like for me. And I'm not one of those typical guys that would go to somewhere like a doctor and get like antidepressants or talk with someone or nothing like that. I deal with my shit my own way. And that's just me. I don't really think there's a right way or wrong way with dealing with it. As long as you deal with it. As long as you as long as you get yourself out of it, that's all that matters. But I will say this, suicide or whatever it is, that's never the answer. That's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Hopefully, I'm on the backside of this thing. I'm trying to get out of it. And because I just know that for the last few days, I just haven't wanted to be around anybody. And, I will say that, Saturday. Well, that's all I have for today. I have some things I need to go do and everything. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it kind of helps. I hate ending this kind of abruptly, but something has come up and I have to go. But thank you for listening to this episode, and have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.